1-0. Drilled. Deep left center field. Kiss it goodbye. Off the community leader signs. A leadoff home run for George Springer. And the Astros are up 1-0.
It gets the crowd on their feet early. Springer, such a weapon to lead off the ball game because of that right there. A towering shot to the left.
First pitch to the Orioles DH, and that's drilled deep to left field, and you can kiss that one goodbye. Trumbo hits the first pitch of the inning onto the train tracks, and we're tied at one. 14th home run of the year for Trumbo.
Wow, what a blast by Trumbo. Obviously strong, a big guy, Mark Trumbo, and we've seen him hit a lot of loud ones. But that one was deep.
First home run McCullers has given up in three starts this year. 2-2. Valbuena drills this one deep to right field. Rickard giving chase, and that's gone! Luis Valbuena, a go-ahead two-run home run. Third straight day with a long ball. And the Astros are up 3-1.
Gausman going to the well one too many times with that fastball inside. Valbuena was waiting for it with two strikes.
So a home run in all three games of this series. All of them have been go-ahead home runs for Valbuena. Now McCullers a strike away from getting out of the inning. Orioles have the tying runs in scoring position. Go-ahead runs on base. Astros lead it 3-1 in the top of the fifth. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball, and the inning is over. McCullers strands the bases loaded, picks up his 10th strikeout of the game, and the Astros are still in the lead. We're through 4.5. Astros 3, Orioles 1. Payoff pitch. Curveball drilled deep to left field, and you can kiss it goodbye. Onto the train tracks. Second dinger of the night for George Springer. And the Astros lead is 4-1.
Hanging slider from Gausman, and Springer takes care of it. Fireworks go off, clouds of smoke. It looks like a Ted Nugent concert at Minute Maid. Outfield's deep with Davis at the plate. Three practice swings, now the hands high as Feliz looks in. The 3-2. Fastball on the outside corner, strike three. Hat trick for Davis. And Feliz punches out his fourth of the ball game, and that'll do it for the Orioles. We'll go to the seventh inning stretch. Astros lead it 4-1.
Ninth inning, Astros with a 4-1 lead over the Orioles, and Ken Giles on to try and get the final three outs. Luke Gregerson has pitched three times in 4 days, so it appears A.J. Hinch wants to stay away from him. And so Giles getting an opportunity to close for the first time this year with the Astros. 1-1. Head off the hands, broken bat, ground ball to Altuve, down the one knee, picks it up, throws to first, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros with their first sweep of the year and their first three-game win streak of the year as they defeat the Baltimore Orioles 4-2.
Well, clearly a hurdle for the Astros, getting that elusive third win in a row, and hopefully that can get them going onto this road trip. Five-gamer, starting with the AL West foes, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And how about the major league record 52 punchouts for the Astros pitchers in this series?
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Well, earlier in the year, we were talking about this team needs to win back-to-back games. Took a while for that to happen. Finally, that happened early May. Then it was three in a row. And now you've finally done that, not only three wins in a row, but getting a sweep against a very good team in the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, it's important to put good games together. And, you know, I've been proud with how we've played as a whole. Our record doesn't indicate that, but it's getting better. And our guys are starting to respond by playing a little more consistently. And usually that comes with good pitching. And we got a ton of good pitching in the Baltimore series. We want to carry that into this one. But if we continue to play at the level that we're playing right now, we're going to start to feel better about ourselves.
You mentioned the pitching in the Orioles series and setting a major league record with the 52 strikeouts over the three game series. I mean, just impressive. I mean, obviously sometimes it's about matchups, but it's a testament to how well you guys were throwing the ball.
Yeah, it starts with pitching ahead. You know, when we get ahead, we have a chance to finish at bats, and our guys were the aggressor in that series, and we haven't been that consistently over the course of the season. So it was good to see. Our guys take advantage of that. You know, that's not an easy team to strike out all the time. It's not as if they're up there striking out at a league-leading totals or anything like that. So it was difficult hitters, good put-away pitches, but it starts with strike one and pitching ahead.
Lance McCullers got the start and really labored through the outing. Did strike out 10, but really had to struggle to get through the five innings, the high walk totals. But he started off the game walking the first two batters, and it looked like things might unravel, but he was able to get out of that unscathed, and that seemed to set the tone a little bit.
Yeah, it was dangerous the way he pitched yesterday, but he was awfully effective when he needed to be. And his power breaking ball was there for him. He had a pretty good changeup. His fastball was erratic. But, you know, all in all, I think five innings and minimal scoring was key for us. You know, I think it's something he's going to have to work on to pitch a little bit more efficiently and end at bats a little bit. They fouled off quite a few pitches. He walked a few guys. And anytime you pitch, you know, away from contact and you start punching guys out, there's going to be, you know, quite a high pitch count. So, but, you know, a good start by Lance. He's very early in his season, but we have a lot of confidence when he's on the mound.
George Springer in the leadoff spot once again yesterday, a leadoff home run, his second of his career, and then two home runs in the ball game. And I know every manager likes to have somebody who can give you some pop at the top of the order. And you had that with Altuve, and you have it with Springer as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, historically the leadoff hitter is sort of been positioned as a nice little on-base guy that moves the ball around and runs a little bit. And as our sport has evolved, you know, the dangerous component of leading off is something that's very important. And not just because of the first pitch of the game or the first at-bat of the game, but when the lineup rolls around again and you get to the top of the order, it can be an RBI type situation. And when you have a good offense, you get production out of the bottom of your order. When the lineup turns over, you want the guy to be a good hitter. So I love having the danger at the top of the order. That from pitch one to any time the lineup turns over, the pitcher's got something to deal with.
We're almost 50 games into the season, and you're seeing the Angels, who are in your division for the very first time this year, and obviously that means you'll get to see a lot of them over the coming months.
Yeah, we haven't seen them yet, and which is rare in our division. You know, we've seen just, you know, everybody else, but you know, we'll get our fill of these guys and play them quite a bit over the remaining, you know, 4 months of the season. And you know, they're a gritty team. They play hard. They play small ball quite a bit with Socia. He likes to move runners and hit and run and bunt and do all these things. So. And then they've always got the big boy in the middle with Trout and Pujols. So, you know, the middle of their order is very key for us. I like to see less of them just because they're so dangerous, that Calhoun in the two-hole, Trout in the three-hole, Pujols in the four-hole. So we've got our hands cut out for us.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
A couple of Cy Young Award winners squared off in the Astrodome on this day in 1995. Doug Drabek pitched seven innings for the Astros and gave up two runs and struck out nine, while John Smoltz went eight innings and gave up two and fanned 11. The bullpens held until the bottom of the 10th. Mike Stanton retired Luis Gonzalez to open that frame, bringing up James Mouton. Mouton stepped into a fastball and sent it soaring into the mezzanine in left field for a walk-off homer, and the Astros won 2-1. It was one of the highlights of an eight-year career that could have included many more. When James was voted MVP of the Pacific Coast League, many experts thought he could become a superstar. He certainly did fit the bill on May 27, 1995.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I have a special guest today on the pregame show, and it's Mark Gubazaw, the color analyst for the Angels TV broadcast. And give me a little overview, Mark, about this Angels team right now. Got off to a little slow start. Everybody getting healthy now?
Yeah, we're getting close. When you think about it, you have three-fifths of your projected starting rotation on the 60-day DL, whether it's C.J. Wilson, Garrett Rich is your ace, you know, Andrew Heaney, Tyler Skaggs, they anticipated him being back right now. He's not even on the 60-day. He's down basically in a minor league reassignment right now. So, I mean, they've done a pretty decent job, I think, overall with their pitching staff. The bullpen, which has been taxed, no overpowering arms, but they've done a nice job. But the top of the order has been great as far as getting on base, scoring some runs, driving in some runs. It's been the bottom of the order. They're still trying to find something productive out of the bottom part.
That sounds familiar. That sounds a lot like this Astros team right now. So tell me about the productive guys. CJ Cron, of course, Albert Pujols, Mike Trout, Cole Calhoun, are those the guys you're talking about?
Yeah, and you know Escobar's been unbelievable at the top of the order. I think he's amongst the leaders as far as multi-hit games this season and hits as far as putting the ball in play. He's very aggressive, like a lot of the guys on the Astros, very aggressive early in counts, but he gets on base a lot. You know, Cole Calhoun's been great, especially since back in that number two spot and hitting ahead of Trout. Trout's been Trout. You know, when you talk about the best players in the game, you got Carlos Correa and you got Mike Trout as far as talent. Altuve's obviously up there. Springer, very good, but overall, like, players that wow factor, Trout has it. He's been got off to a little bit of a slow start. Everyone's wondering what's going on. And next thing you know, you look up at his numbers, you're like, well, he's the best player in the game again. And Albert Pujols is, you know, batting average is not there. Run production and home run capabilities are there, and he's starting to drive the ball pretty well. And I know Astro fans never like to hear that from Pujols hitting the ball out of the ballpark for their history. But, again, when you and C.J. Cron's been pretty good, but then all of a sudden you have that drop-off. Giovatella has been great of late. You know, his numbers in the month of May have been much, much better. Ideally, you want him eighth or ninth in the lineup. He's been hitting fifth and sixth for this club. So that's something they would probably love to remedy at some point, getting some people back.
Tell us about Matt Shoemaker. He's pitching tonight, his last game, really good against the Orioles. Before that, he was pretty shaky.
Yeah, I mean, and I look back, I'm looking at numbers and scratching my head. When you think of guys that are struggling, and you know this as a pitcher, that when you struggle, you don't throw a lot of first-pitch strikes. He's been pretty good with that. His last game out, he threw 73% first-pitch strikes. And that sounds great, but when you don't hit your spot, that first-pitch strike becomes a very hittable pitch. As I know Dallas Keuchel, I look at his numbers, first-pitch swing, and he's been hit pretty good. So his last game out, he used a slider and a split, and even spotted his fastball exceptionally well. That first pitch got ahead and then finished off the hitters quickly.
There you go. That's Mark Gubazov. Thanks for catching up.
Sparks, anytime for you, man.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.